Now, it used to be said that Fianna Fáil was the natural party of government in Ireland. But in 2024, it's Fine Gael that's been in power for 13 years, now in coalition with said former political rivals Fianna Fáil, as well as the Greens, and preparing to present their final budget together, whether that budget comes before the general election in the winter or next spring. We'll be hearing from Taoiseach Simon Harris about all that after eight. With me now, here in the Tullamore Court Hotel, our political correspondent, Paul Cunningham. And Paul, you know, driving into Tullamore, there's lots of shiny posters of all the councillors who are hoping to be who will replace the outgoing TDs. As we were saying, the last budget before the general election, whenever that is. So there is a sense of anticipation here.
There is anticipation. Partly that was prompted by the government itself. Once they move the budget, usually at the sort of beginning of the second week of October to the 1st of October, it seemed to be creating a political window for an election sometime in early November. And Taoiseach Simon Harris arrived here to effectively scotch that rumour, dampen the speculation. And he said that this government would definitely go to its full term. My interpretation of full term means as long as the government can be in office. So that's February or March of next year. But there was a follow-up question from the journalists, as there usually is. Does that mean the election is definitely going to be in 2025? And he wasn't as forthright. He just said he wasn't going to get into dates. Instead, he just said everyone knows what full term means. The coalition partners understand, and he's been clear. So there's still that little gap as to whether or not there could be an early election. The only person who knows is Taoiseach Simon Harris, because he is the one, the sole person who has the power to call it. So we're still waiting to find out.
One way or another, a general election is not too far away, and there is that pre-election sense, as you say, building up here. So the Taoiseach, again, an incumbent like Kamala Harris in the United States, I mean, he is representing the party of government. He's also presenting himself as a leader who's the change candidate. And putting his money big onto childcare, what's he talking about there?
When it comes to childcare, we have to say that Fianna Fáil coalition partner had been out on childcare. The Greens had also been out on childcare. And funnily enough now, at this particular party, thinking Fine Gael wants to say that it is also has ideas on childcare. The big thing is that they're going to have a national consultation starting next week. And Fine Gael is signalling that it's moving away from just the private sector into more state support. And the question is to whether or not, say, in the context of building schools, should you have buildings for childcare? Should childcare have a closer connection with the educational system here? Obviously, it's a consultation, so they're not saying what the end point is, but they're certainly signalling the direction that they want to go.
Yeah, a vague election plan, it runs the risk of being, is what the Irish Times is wondering. And I mean, it's a very big plan, but you'd wonder, you know, how quickly a baby born today would be benefiting from this.
Well, they're very clear to say that they will have dates and they will have prices and all of this, and that will go into the Fine Gael manifesto. Obviously, once the manifesto comes out, we'll check if it is that clear.
Now, the number of Fine Gael TDs, as I was saying, that are retiring. But equally, you know, the sense of optimism from a lot of councillors who are clearly trying to get their faces on the national consciousness.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at it, basically half of the Fine Gael TDs are now standing down. So that is a huge opportunity for councillors. Usually incumbents hold on to their seats. The councillors are waiting for something to happen. In Fine Gael's case, it is dramatic. Simon Harris was trying to talk this up today as an opportunity, a renewal for the party, that there were new people coming with new ideas and this was going
Although
to be able to...
Although the received wisdom is that incumbency is worth an awful lot of votes.
You stole my bullets there, Anna. Usually what happens is that incumbents remain in office. So it is a huge challenge. And this feeds back into the question of the general election speculation. Would it be in Simon Harris's interest to leave the general election until March because those newly elected councillors, those new candidates for the general election have more time to bed in?
Lots of times to go around and knock on the doorsteps. So the news lines, as well as childcare and the Fine Gael plan for a public childcare system and early learning system, international protection seekers, are they to be charged for accommodation and services in future?
That's the way it looks. And this was contained in the address that Simon Harris had to all of the delegates yesterday afternoon. It raised an eyebrow because it seemed to be something new. We asked the Justice Minister, Helen McEntee. She spoke about general terms, but it seems that this was an idea that was raised in Cabinet in May. A review was presented to the ministers in July, and Roger O'Gorman, the Green Party leader, and maybe that's why there was some confusion, he's due to come to, back to Cabinet in a couple of weeks. It's focused on people who are seeking asylum who are not on social welfare. In other words, they have jobs. And the question as to whether or not they should be charged if they're in state accommodation. That seems to be the direction of travel.
And there are a number of people, aren't there, who are working, but they haven't been able to get accommodation in the private sector, so they're still in state-provided accommodation. It would be per resources, per means, that those people would be making a contribution. Is that right?
Exactly. And what we want to find out is technically, how is that going to be done? How is it going to be operational? Is it effective? Or is it a review which is just going to end up confusing things?
Now, Fine Gael also likes to talk about being the party of law and order, and the Taoiseach has been talking about that here this weekend. But the extra money, for instance, for the Garda training allowance, the Garda Representative Association don't seem very impressed.
Yeah, Helen McEntee answered that yesterday. She said that the raise had come as a result of negotiation. There was opportunity for further negotiation as required, but they were moving in the right direction, trying to ensure that Garda numbers go up and fewer guards retire.
Now, the Apple tax, $14 billion, and how to spend it. Is that going to be a big issue, do you think, in the forthcoming campaign?
No, I don't. I think that from the Fine Gael's point of view, they're saying that's for another day. They're going to have consider, should they spend it on housing? Should it be infrastructure? Should it go into long-term savings funds? I think from the opposition's point of view, it most certainly will, because the charge is you had an opportunity to get $13 billion and you spurned it.
And the other thing we'll be talking to the Taoiseach about later, and it's very much in the news at the moment, the scale of the Schools Abuse Commission of Inquiry that's now to come, the redress scheme that's to come, the calls for a state apology.
Yeah, a state apology demand this morning. And the Minister, they're really going to have to get ahead of this. They've given a general thing to say, we understand the need to be speedy, we understand the need for compensation, we're going to deliver, but they're going to have to deliver.
And the scale of this and the complexity of all of this, it's not going to be easy either way.
If they try to involve all of the primary schools, 4,000 schools, I mean, it's huge.
All right, Paul, we'll be talking all of that with Taoiseach Simon Harris after 8 for the moment. Thank you.